Svari Mekdaish, it's written in the holy books. Sheshlosh Yesuge Neiros Metaknim Et Achet Shalei Tadat. There's three types of candles which fix the sin of Eitz Hadas. Neir Shabbos, Neir Migdash, Neir Chanukah. When we light the Shabbos candles, when we light the Beis Migdash candles, and we light the Chanukah candles. Be'etzim Zahot Ador, it's truly the same light. The Orsha Eitz Hadas Leyada. It's the light that the tree of knowledge does not know. What does it mean, according to Shlomo, to eat from the tree of knowledge? To think that I know. I know everything. I measure everything. But the light of holiness, it comes from beyond my simple intellectual knowledge. As soon as I start thinking, oh, I got this covered, I got my, I know. For example, whenever I think I'm going to have a minion for my Shabbos meal, or for my Shabbos minion, it never comes. It always struggles. Whenever I'm like, I have no idea how I'm going to get a minion, please Hashem, miracles happen. But as soon as I'm like, start confident, yeah, I went a minion last week, boom. I need to start like davening, mid-psukit zimmer and asking for a miracle. So Hashem, my mom should know that I have no idea if I'm going to get a minion this week. Please Hashem, let it happen anyway. Ech madlikin eres, how do we light candles? Biyad, through a hand. Du'lachem yadayinim dabar mo'ad al yon. Hands are very high. Kishinim erimatam enam dot arbe me'al roshi. When I raise them up, they're much higher than my head. V'imei she'en no got b'makom shu melamal midati. Because they're much higher than my intellectual knowledge. Why do when people love each other want to hold hands? Because hands go above the intellect. Our connection is beyond intellectual understanding. It's not just like I intellectually assess why you are my team for me. No, it's like emotionally we're connected. And what's yadid nefesh, yad yad. Our hands are connected with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're holding our hands with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So too, our hands are the things that connect us to Kadosh Baruch Hu on Chanukah when we light our candles. Of course, how do we start off our day? How does Yid start off his day? He washes his hands. What do we do before we pray? We wash our hands. We're saying we want to be pure to emotionally connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu through the tikkun of the Yadayim. Sometimes you hold hands with someone, you shake hands with someone in the pre-Corona times, and it's nothing. He gives you a little flesh of meat in your hand. And there's someone who, when you shake his hand, you can feel his soul. This koach of hands, I learned from my Rebbe. Hatinogetchali, my daughter. Neshamala. Neshama. Famim baboker, shalmadati, when I used to learn. Haiti machziko tabi yadai, I used to hold her in my hands. She would want a little attention. She'd pull in my shirt. I felt like she's mamish pulling on my soul. None of the hands in the world could touch where my neshamala was pulling. Hashem should bless us. We have children that can mamish pull on our souls. Isha madlika neret be'erev Shabbos, and women light candles on their erev Shabbos. He samet the ada alem. He puts her hands on it. He mechaseh with them. He covers them. V'kachi omeret she'or shel Shabbos v'makom she'iyev sheli rot. The light of Shabbos is coming from a place you cannot see. So she closes her eyes. Makom mechuseh legam, a totally covered place. Anashim choshim she'or nivra rak kedei larot lanu et hayesh. People think that light is there to tell us what there is. Et ma she'ef sheli rot me'enei basar, what I could see with the eyes of flesh. But there's a light that's there to teach us what we can't see. On Shabbos, the hands of a woman are so holy and pure that she can reach the place where hands cannot reach. She can draw that light from the hidden light. She can metak in the chet hadas. She can realize that there's much more than what we can understand intellectually. What happens on Chanukah? Chanukah ko yudim adlik neros. Lora keisha. On Chanukah, every yid lights candles, not just to the woman. And this light starts in the street, but it goes starts in the house, but it goes to the street. Every Jew is a Kohen Gadol, not just the women. Your mom can see the light of the candles, the holiness of the candles. And there's more and more light. We mamish see and feel the light that we've been creating through every mitzvah that we do. Chanukah is like we're in the days of Mashiach. After Mashiach has come, and every yid can mamish be the Kohen Gadol, bringing light to the universe. So Hashem should bless us when we light our candles tonight, to realize we're drawing light like the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, drawing that light down into the world, and spreading that light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, to the entire universe. Amen.